Stephen Sondheim is one of the greatest voices in the history of the American musical theater. Between 1969 and 1985, he created a series of unparalleled shows. His 1973 entry, A Little Night Music, based on Ingmar Bergman's comedy Smiles of a Summer Night and composed in three-quarter waltz time, is considered one of his most impressive works. A comedy of manners set in Sweden's endless summer twilight, its gorgeous melodies and brilliantly clever lyrics create a magical evening in the theater. A Little Night Music has had only two Broadway productions. It ran for over a year in the 70s and featured Glynis Johns in the lead role of Desiree Armfelt, with the great Hermione Gingold as her mother. A revival opened in 2009, featuring first Catherine Zeta-Jones as Desiree and Angela Lansbury as her mother, and later Bernadette Peters and Elaine Stritch. How do you compete with that? One way is to create an entirely different staging, as ACT has with its production of the show, playing at the Geary Theater in San Francisco through June 21st. Carrie Perloff, Artistic Director of ACT.
What Mark Lemos is doing is stripping it away. It's a cobalt blue raked stage with chandeliers, very bare stage. The quintet is very sexy. They're in kind of Victorian underwear. They're a bit like the younger versions of the middle-aged character selves. So it's very romantic and sexy and quite painterly.
Keeping it simple brings the music to the forefront. A smaller orchestra does much to bring out the power of the lyrics. And director Mark Lemos' notion of using younger performers as the sort of Greek chorus links the lyrics of their songs to the characters in a way that seems both refreshing and obvious. It's a great idea. Karen Ziemba, who starred in such Broadway shows as Crazy for You and Bullets Over Broadway, is superb as Desiree, creating a very wise and mature character. Her mother is played by longtime theater and screen performer Dana Ivey, who shows great comic timing in the role. Broadway performer Patrick Cassidy plays Desiree's suitor, the lawyer Egerman. It's a less showy role, but he's fine, and his chemistry with Ziemba is palpable. Very nearly stealing the show is another Broadway performer, Emily Skinner, who triumphs as the countess whose husband is sleeping with Desiree. Special mention should also be given to Laura Feld here as Egerman's young wife, Anne. This is a role that too often veers into cartoon, but she manages to keep it real. Marissa McGowan, who plays the maid Petra, gives a performance of the Miller's Son that is one of the highlights of the show. Sadly, Paolo Montalban is miscast in the role of the Count. While the other actors work hard to keep their characters from becoming cartoons, Montalban takes it too far in the other direction, sometimes seems to be in a different play entirely. Because of the intricacy of the lyrics and difficulty of performance, most productions of A Little Night Music can't quite measure up. Happily, to a very large extent, this one does. A Little Night Music plays at ACT's Geary Theater through June 21st. For more information, you can go to their website, act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.